Well, before the rapture does take place, I want to talk with David James. He is an associate with us right here at our School of Prophets, and there we teach so that men can get a understanding and knowledge enough to be able to work towards a master's degree or a PhD. In our School of Prophets this year, we have 5 men candidates for the master's degree and 1 considering a PhD degree. And David joins Jim Jr. and myself as we teach. We'll be talking about just a little bit. I'll get David to tell us what he's going to be speaking on in Shreveport, Louisiana, up in February with our School of Prophets and Louisiana Baptist University Prophecy Conference. But David, I want to get underway with an email that you sent me. It was a link to one of the television programs at the Trinity Broadcasting Network, and it was on prophecy. The men who were involved were focused on prophecy. Now, there's a number of men, and we're not here to attack any personality, but John Hagee was along, Bill Salas was there, David Reagan was there, a couple of other men, Irwin Baxter was there in the meeting, and Gary Sternum from Prophecy in the News. I know all of these men. And I was concerned of the Duke's mixture that were at this conference. Actually, it wasn't a conference, it was a television program, but the people were gathered from all over the countryside to hear them. Should that cause us concern as we look with men with different voices, different ideas about the end times, all trying to be a part of one group and talk in concert?
Well, yeah, I think there's some issues that came up, and it was evident. It was actually a two-hour broadcast, so it was a longer broadcast. These 5 men, along with the host, took quite a bit of time talking about their various positions, and the thing that struck me was that there was some fairly sharp disagreement between some of them over the end-time scenario, the role of Israel, what would happen in Israel, the timing of the rapture. There was broad agreement on that, but there was also some disagreement between especially a few of them. And I think it was so much so that the host at the end even had to make some comment, as did Bill Salas, about checking out the scriptures for yourself. And the thing that concerned me was, with that disagreement taking place in public in a program like that, it would have been confusing for the studio audience as well as for the TV audience. This was a nationally broadcast program.
Well, you know what also concerned me as I watched it, and you sent that link to me, I stayed up to about 1:30 in the morning watching it so we could be prepared for this program. But they didn't use a lot of the Bible. They moved into what I am been referring to as that postmodern prophetic paradigm, where they bring other issues to the table having nothing to do really with God's Word, and did not rely solely on what God's Word say, "Thus saith the Lord."
If I remember correctly, I don't think they actually opened the scriptures. I may be wrong, but I don't think that they did. And I understand, you know, quoting from scripture, and I understand relying on memory and making points, but I think when you're making some of the fine distinctions that were made there, one of the most important things you can do as a Bible teacher is to have your Bible in hand and direct those who are listening or watching to where you're getting your information from. I mean, our only authority lies with the scriptures itself, and people need to see where you're getting what you're saying, and also have the opportunity to see it in context.
Well, in fact, that statement, that in context, means that you have to have a proper hermeneutic. And hermeneutics, of course, the science of interpreting scripture. But again, when some of these men would talk about issues, they would use passages of scripture totally out of context. They did not have a consistent hermeneutic, did they?
Certainly these differences, particularly when it comes to end-time scenarios, arise out of different hermeneutical principles and sometimes just different ways of handling specific texts. And as you and I have said before, I see eschatology sort of as a litmus test for one's hermeneutic, because there are so many things related to eschatology that if your hermeneutic is off, then one of the first places it will show up is in eschatology.
That is absolutely correct, and that's why David is going to be teaching with us in Shreveport, Louisiana in February. Before I get to that, though, David, talk to me about one more thing. Bill Salas, I disagree with him on Psalm 83, but he said a very important statement, and also the host of the program, study God's Word. You don't have to listen to us, but you must study God's Word. And that's where each of us individually must be involved in the study of prophecy. Each of us studying God's Word with the proper hermeneutic.
Right. One of the things that I frequently tell my students, and I do a lot of teaching on hermeneutics and dispensationalism and end times scenarios and looking at the scope of God's Word from beginning to end. And what I tell them is that when we stand before the Lord or when we're held accountable for what we say or teach or even emails or books that we passed along, we're not held responsible for what somebody else says, but we are responsible for what we teach and what we believe. And so we need to make sure that we get it right, because there's a lot of responsibility associated with that.
Well, I want everyone that's eavesdropping on this conversation to realize that you can come with us to Shreveport, Louisiana in February, and there we're going to have a prophecy conference. Now, not like you have prophecy conferences where everybody tries to stand up and give some type of sensational report. We're going to open the Word of God, as David just exhorted us to do. We're going to study the passages of Scripture, not looking at current events first, looking at the prophetic scenario in God's Word, and then we'll bring in line all of these current activities that may well fit the scenario in God's Word and be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David is going to be there. David, what are you going to be teaching?
I'll be teaching God's Plan Through the Ages, and it's a sweeping look at the panorama of God's plan throughout history, and actually even from eternity past into eternity future, beginning with Genesis chapter 1 and ending with Revelation chapter 22, just seeing how it plays out through history.
And friends, you can understand why that is going to be important. He's going to take us through the entire Word of God, showing us God's plan on this earth. The dates for that conference in Shreveport, February the 24th through the 28th, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com, and find out all the information there. David, thank you for keeping me informed of what's happening in this world and then joining us to explain the concerns that we have about those issues. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Jimmy.